This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. An investigation is underway after a man was injured during a standoff with Aurora Police this morning. The department says the suspect was injured by shrapnel and is in custody. Officers had previously been called to his apartment along with mental health professionals. The suspect had allegedly threatened neighbors. After police responded multiple times overnight, they say the suspect fired at them and at an armored SWAT vehicle. Wildfire smoke has degraded air quality in Colorado's north central mountains. CPR's Sam Brash says it's affecting people's health.
Sue Golden is a physician's assistant at UC Health Urgent Care in Steamboat Springs. Over the last few days, she's seen about 15 patients with health complaints possibly related to wildfire smoke. That includes everything from itchy eyes to respiratory struggles with asthma.
It's definitely people on vacation that are visiting, and particularly people who are camping, who I feel like are tending to be outside much more than people who reside here and can go inside and shut their windows and doors.
State officials say rain could help clean up the air by Wednesday, but warn there could still be pockets of bad smoke near the Morgan Creek fire burning just north of Steamboat. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Approvals for oil and gas drilling on public and tribal lands in the U.S. could reach their highest level in more than a decade. The Interior Department approved about 2,500 permits to drill so far this year. That includes hundreds in Colorado. Despite many approvals, drilling activity and oil production are low when compared to the last 5 years. In Grand Junction, it's rainy and 64. This is CPR News.